Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. We are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipino women to own, share, and celebrate their stories. I am Cleo Loque, the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, we are super excited na makakakwentuhan natin ang paboritong middle child ng bayan. Today, we are with none other than Trisha Robredo, a doctor and public health volunteer who also sidelines as a food blogger under Patty Platito. Let's all welcome Doc Trisha to Kwentuhang Pilipina. Welcome, Doc!
Hi! Thank you for having me. Grabe, kinilig naman ako dun sa the food blogger persona ko. But hello, happy to be here. So thank you guys for inviting.
Thank you, Doc. We are super excited to dive deeper into these topics. But first, magkaroon muna tayo ng little icebreaker. Kasi sa kwentuhang Pilipina, palagi tayo may icebreaker muna. So, we usually do never have I ever. Pero ngayon, may panibago tayo kasi special si Doc Trisha. Ginawa natin ang bagong icebreaker. We call this, ang paborito ng di paboritong anak.
Okay. Parang makikipa ko yan kasi sa never have I ever. So, thank you. Okay.
Alright. So, aalamin natin ang iyong mga paborito and starting with your favorite place. Ano ang paborito mong puntahan when you're feeling sad or overwhelmed?
Depende how sad I am or depende what I'm sad about. But usually, napapansin ko kasi I'm always home. So, I always feel the comfort of home. But if you want me to be a bit more specific, kapag nalulungkot ako or kapag too much to handle na, I usually take my time off and go to our little gym room. I try to walk the treadmill lang or at least spin for a bit kasi it really clears your head. Yeah. And dito kasi sabi nila na endorphins make you happy. So, yun, when I'm feeling a bit sad or stressed and I take time off to actually move, nakatulong siya. So you should try it.
I love it. Kapag malungkot pala tayo, mag-workout tayo.
Yes, yes.
Next, Doc, what is your favorite pampakalma album or song?
Shucks. Depende din. Depende sa mood ko. For example, gusto ko ng, I think, put your records on. If I think of a song na very chill and kailangan ko to bring back to, alam mo yun, to a level-headed place. Siguro yun, put your records on. Dahil wala lang, very, very chill yung beat niya. But I try not to listen to sad songs when I have to calm down. Or songs that are too somber because it's gonna bring down my mood more. Mm-hmm. Pero yun, yung mga ganong klaseng, ganong vibes lang. Yung gusto ko pinapakinggan.
Yeah. May sample po ba? Wow.
Baka walang makinig sa podcast mo. Mag-example ako.
Sige po, let's move forward. Ito naman, what is your favorite childhood memory that you will always look back to?
Ano kaya? I guess nung, there was a time kasi na hindi politician either of my parents. I think I was around 3 or 4 years old. And that was one of the most peaceful phases of my life, I think. Never naman nagkulang yung pamilya ko kahit anong bagay. Pero nung time na yun, ramdam mo significantly na mas may oras kayo for each other and malayo kayo from all the noise. And I suppose, masaya ako na nangyari siya when I was younger. So when I look back to, you know, my younger years, lagi ko yun binabalikan. So I think that was the time na yung dad ko nag-aaral abroad, tapos dinala niya kaming pamilya. So talagang ano kami, away from all the noise and distractions. And we were just able to focus on being a family. So ayun, pinabalikan talaga yun natin.
Ang ganda po. Ang sarap isipin na kahit saglit lang or isang event and experience, kasi you were super young, but na-instill na yung memory sa'yo, dala-dala mo na siya hanggang paglaki mo.
Yes, yes.
Ito naman, Doc. Super fun because you, sabi nga natin kanina, Doc Trisha sidelines as a food blogger under Patty Platito, which you should follow on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
What is Patty Platito's favorite food?
Ang hirap nun kasi very experimental ako when it comes to food. I'm pescatarian, so I don't really eat meat. Weird, I'm pescatarian, I don't eat meat, but I eat chicken skin. And I eat balat ng lechon. So I don't know if that counts as pescatarian. But other than that, sa buong pamilya namin ako yung pinaka-game to try out different kinds of food. But if the question is, ano yung kaya kong kainin pa ulit-ulit? I think it's really bread. So, yun talaga yung paborito ko. As in, naalala ko, pag nagta-travel ako noon, wherever I go, I always try to look for their local pastry or their local bread. Mm-hmm. And I make it a point to try it. So, ayun, it just gives me so much joy. And, yeah, puro tinapay if I had to choose.
I love that. I mean, something, I mean, not ordinary, pero, you know, it's bread. Yeah. Pero it can... Pwede kasi siyang gawin ng maraming recipes ba? At ito naman, for our last icebreaker question. Nako, sobrang excited ang listeners natin malaman to. Doc Trisha, what is your favorite type of date?
Hindi ako palalabas talaga ng bahay. Kasi so I really like staying home. But the dates that I've been to, sobrang simpleng tao lang tayo. So ako yung like movie lang sa cinema. Kasi if I watch a movie at home, nawawalan ako ng focus. Parang I can't sit still and watch something for a long time. But when you're in a cinema and you have your popcorn and you don't have any other distraction but the movie and it's quiet, I think yun yung isa sa mga better dates na napuntahan ko. Yeah.
Movie dates! I love it! And segue natin, since tapos na raw ang election ban, may time na ba for love life si Doc Trisha?
Alam mo yung laging kinikwento sa amin at pinag-usapan namin ng mom ko, you always have time for those things. Of course, syempre, hindi mo siya dapat ipaglantaran or ipag... Alam mo yun, it's not something I'm comfortable talking about all the time. Mm-hmm. Pero as far as time is concerned, parang my mom was a developmental lawyer. My dad was mayor at the time. But they still found time for love and for love life. So parang kung nagawa nila yon, I don't think may excuse tayo mga kabataan na sabihin na, no, we're only going to focus on career. Maybe yung laging sasabi sa amin ng mom namin, it's always about finding the right partner who will try to support you in whatever you do. So parang if you're too busy, and your relationship isn't working because you don't have enough time for each other, pwedeng yung set of priorities niyo are different, so hindi kayo nagkakaintindihan. So maybe you're not necessarily in the relationship that you need at the time, or you're not in the right relationship. Pero yung laging sinasabi sa amin ng parents ko, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why we're not really afraid to still be out there, still be intimate with whatever, like, in our relationships while pursuing our career. Kasi may understanding kami magkakapatid na when the partner is right, you shouldn't worry about compromising your career or whatever you're into. So to answer your question, probably a bit indirectly, there's always a time for those things.
Yeah. I love it. I loved how you answered it so eloquently and sobrang detailed. Kasi kahit tapos na yung election, for everyone's information, busy talaga si Doc Trisha because if you haven't heard, she is going to Harvard soon. Grabe. Congrats, Doc, for that.
Thank you.
Are you a content creator, an influencer, artist, or a visionary who has always wanted to turn your dream merch into reality? Or baka naman there's a certain someone ang tagal mo nang hinihintay mag-release ng merch. Finally, buti na lang Hiraya Studios is your one-stop shop for powerful merch collaborations with your favorite creators. We had amazing collabs with Aliana Dolina, Messiga Cutina, Angel Veridiano, and many more. So if you've got a vision in mind, if you've got the Hiraya, then we got the studios. Let's make this happen! Collab with us by messaging us on Instagram at Hiraya_Studios. Hintayin namin ang message mo, ah! Pero let's flashback a bit. Let's now dive deeper into medicine and school. So, first question is, how did you balance being a doctor and being present in Attorney Lenny's campaign? I mean, I think that was so difficult din to balance all at once.
It was very difficult kasi when you're a doctor in the service industry. So, in a sense, wala kang work kung wala ka sa hospital. I mean, true, there's teleconsult, but your service rely heavily on your presence. And nung time nung campaign, I was out a lot. My mom really needed the help. Araw-araw nun halos may schedule ako na lumipad ka dito, lumipad ka dyan, punta ka dito to represent me. It was something that we had to talk about as a family. Honestly, my mom did not want me as involved in her campaign just because alam niya I have work. And my work requires a lot of time. And apart from that, hindi lang yung iniisip niya nun, kailangan sumahod ng anak ko. It was more of, I took an oath, and my oath is to be of service to people because I'm a doctor. So it was a long process that we had to talk about. Pero ako kasi hindi ko din masikmura na hindi tulungan yung nanay ko. At the time, my little sister was studying then. She was a senior at NYU, so wala siya dito. So automatically, that's one woman down. Pinaghatian talaga namin ng older sister ko, I had to make compromises na alam kong kailangan kong bawasan yung duties ko din. Pero alam ko hindi ko siya pwede fully pakawalan. Kasi nga, may oath tayong tinake na kung doktor ka, you have to see your patients. So I think yung naging agreement namin nun was, I asked my mom and the team to still give me days na please gamitin niyo ako sa kampanya kasi gusto ko naman talaga makatulong. Pero yung rest days ko noon, they give me at least 2 or 3, mga 2 days a week para magpahinga. Yung pahinga ko is duty sa ospital. So it wasn't really rest. If you think about it, hindi siya yung parang papahinga ko para matulog. Papahinga ko rin para magtrabaho. It was tiring, for sure. Lalo na dahil yung duty ko noon ay sa emergency department. So my duty was round the clock talaga. But I wouldn't have had it any other way. Perfect balance siya for me and nakakomplement what I see in the hospitals and nakikita ko sa community. So, kung meron nag-drive sa akin to keep going, it wasn't because my mom had to win or it wasn't because I had to earn, but it was because nakikita ko na lumalawak yung perspective ko din of my country, of the people around me with that unique position, with that unique exposure. So, ayun, that's how I balanced it. And that's how it worked for me.
That is so interesting, Doc. And kudos to you for balancing that. Sabi mo nga, instead of resting, yung pahinga mo is para naman sa trabaho. I mean, I think, for sure, it was all worth it.
It was, definitely.
Now, let's flashback pa a bit further pa, no? Before you became a doctor. How and when did you realize na, okay, magdo-doktor ako? Kailan yun?
It wasn't a self-realization. It was more of an order nung simula. Not an order, pero it was a heavy encouragement from my mom. Yung mom ko kasi, I mean, I've been talking about this rin naman, but yung may pangarap talaga maging doktor was si mama. So, naalala ko noon, kinikwento niya sa amin, pa-start na siya ng college sa isang university. Dapat mag-BS bio na siya. But then, something happened along the way at napadpad siya sa UP, nag-economics siya. Yeah. And she never looked back. Masaya naman siya with the career that she has. She's happy with where she is. Pero lagi niyang pangarap na sana matuloy pa rin yung pagdo-doctor somehow. Hindi niya napilit yung ate ko. Kasi yung ate ko, alam na kung anong gagawin at the time eh. But I remember graduating from high school. I graduated at 15. Mm-hmm. So I had to apply to college. I was 14. Wala pong alam, wala pong kamuang-muang sa mundo at the time. Ang gusto ko lang talaga nun makapag Maynila at mag-aral sa Maynila. I wasn't really very particular on the major I was gonna take. I was open to so many suggestions kasi hindi ko nga alam ko anong gusto ko. And then, ayun, doon na nasingit ng nanay ko na baka gusto mo dyan mag-tutor. So, ayun, I still did pre-med. But then eventually, because I started taking on different jobs, I worked as a sports journalist din.
Yes.
That's when I realized I was in senior year college na. So, isipin yung investment sa akin ng pamilya ko ang laki na for seeing me through pre-med. Kasi na-realize ko gusto ko pala mag-journalism. Medyo nang hinayang kami at nang hinayang personally na sabi ko kung hindi ko ipagpatuloy yung medicine, sayang nung binigay na resources sa akin. So, I still went through it. Many times in med school, I wanted to quit. Naging cause of tension pa siya between me and my mom actually for a time kasi gusto niya talagang mag-doktor ako. Tapos pakiramdam ko nun, masyado niya akong pinipilit.
Mm-hmm.
Pero that wasn't the case. My mom was just really there to guide me. Tapos papayagan niya naman ako whatever I wanted or whatever I decided on.
Mm-hmm.
And pati ako na-realize ko yung pag-journalism, hindi ko rin siya kaya mapanindigan.
Okay.
I'm glad I went through med school pa rin. When I started rotating in the hospitals, dun mas na-affirm yung decision ko na okay, tama na, tinuloy ko yung medicine. Kasi when I started to meet people, when I started to help heal them or cure them when they were sick, nakita ko yung purpose ko dun. So I guess sa mga batang nakikinig sa akin, there are times na mauuna yung decision before the passion. Kasi diba sometimes, lagi natin iniisip na we have to decide based on our passions, based on what our heart tells us. But in my case, it came much later. I found out about it much later. But I'm happy I stayed disciplined and I went through the whole process. Because it was then that I found out kung ano talaga yung gusto kong gawin. So, nahuli yung decision talaga na gusto kong mag-doktor. But when it arrived, I was very certain na that is what I wanted to do.
That is so interesting na mas nauna yung decision kaysa yung passion. But, I mean, you were so young. You were 15. Wala pang K-12 at that time. Wala pang senior high school.
Wala.
So, you were very uncertain and it's normal for a 15-year-old to be uncertain on what career should she take. And you mentioned na there was a time. There was a time na you wanted to give up med school. What pushed you to still continue doing it and eventually finding your passion in it?
Two things. Three, actually. Una, wala pa naman talaga akong, or I can't think of anything else to do. Journalism was there. I actually had several auditions na because I wanted to do broadcasting. Pero pati ako, I wasn't convinced. Tama yung sinasabi nila na you have to listen to your gut. So I listened to mine. And parang at the time, even though I had auditions, people were interested to at least give me a shot. Alam kong may mali. And true enough, I think it was in 2015, tumakbo yung mom ko for vice president a few months later. So doon pa lang, magkaka-conflict of interest if I still push through with journalism kasi I wanted to do news.
Wow.
Pero at the time, syempre hindi mo yung magagawa kasi kandidato yung nanay mo. So, but I listened to my gut na parang, ah, okay, parang may mali. So, una it was gut that told me to maybe delay the journalism dreams for a bit and pursue medicine. Pangalawa, it was my ego. Hindi ko i-deny and probably sometimes it's unhealthy to an extent na I have my ego din. Hindi kaya ng pride ko na parang mag-quit sa isang bagay na sinimulan ko. Kasi medyo ugali ko din and that's how we were trained din growing up. Now, when you start something, you have to see through it.
Yeah.
Na parang something you willfully chose, tapusin mo sana. So that was another thing. And I think the third and most important thing is, ako pinakamahalagang bagay sa akin talaga pamilya pa rin at the end of the day. And it was my love for family that pushed me through. Na parang kahit hirap na ako dahil mahal ko yung pamilya ko and this is what they wanted for me. Baka sabihin ng iba, it's unhealthy. Maybe it is. But at least it was a personal decision for me that my family comes first talaga in everything. So for a time, yun yung nag-sustain sa akin. Knowing na I love my family, they love me, they want the best for me, and they think it's medicine. Mm-hmm. So tinuloy ko siya. And hindi naman tayo na lead astray. Parang maganda naman yung bunga nung pagpapatuloy ko out of love for that. So ayun.
Ang ganda. And I just wanted to emphasize that na your love for your family is what pushed you to continue and to still push through yung mapanindigan mo, yung sinimulan mo na. And at the end of the day, they just want the best for you. I love that. And I just want to emphasize that. And speaking of family, nandito na tayo sa usapan ng pamilya. You are part of one of the, I believe, one of the influential families right now here in our country. And even if you have your own ganaps going on with medicine, now going to Harvard, you were super present and supportive as well during campaigns. Diving deeper into public service, how did you build your own name, Doc Tricia? How did you build your own name or path kahit na both of your parents are in politics?
I think it was a conscious decision for me and my sister, lalo na. Ako, one of the difficulties of growing up for me, lalo na in the province, and my dad was still mayor, lahat ng ginagawa ko was always somehow connected or parang lagi siyang na-issue in the context of my father being the mayor at the time. So, for example, pumalpak ako sa isang bagay. Laging babalik sa tatay ko na parang, oh, anak yun ang mayor, pero ganito-ganito yung nangyari. And for example, my achievements na, for example, nag-honor ako. Or kahit nga nag-place ako sa swimming competition, na hindi ko na alam kung anong kinalaman ng tatay ko, hindi naman siya lumangoy. But it was a reality that we had to go through. Kahit ano talagang gawin namin, laging makakabit sa kanila. But I think that strengthened our resolve to actually excel in a field that we chose for ourselves. Na parang no matter what they say, parang hayaan ko na lang kung anong sasabihin nila. Basta ako, may pipiliin akong career path, pag-uusayan ko dito. Para whatever I do, wala silang masabi. So I think it was really that conscious effort din from us na magkakapatid na we're very proud of our parents and we're very happy that we are their children. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think we also want to tell the world that we're much more than just their daughters. And I think that's what really drove us to kind of find our own niche and try to succeed in whatever we were doing. So, yun talaga, it was a conscious effort. It wasn't easy, but parang we felt the necessity also. Now, we can't always stay sa shadows nila. Kasi gusto namin na meron din kaming achievements so we can call or our own achievements. So, yeah. Ayun. And we were very lucky naman na wala naman sanang pumilit sa amin magpolitika. If anything, sila po yung nagsabi na, can you please find your own careers and excel in that? So, it was helpful that it worked for us that way.
You and your sisters are in a very unique position because you wanted to create a name for yourself, pero ultimo swimming competition na nanalo kayo is nakakakonekto, bumabalik pa rin doon. So that was, grabe, I feel like if I were in your position, sobrang, I would feel invalidated na parang, akin to, bakit laging ikinakabit dito?
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, was it hard, Dr. Tricia? Was it hard to be a politician's daughter? May pressure ba or prejudice?
Kami kasi parang hindi namin iniisip yung work ng parents namin as being politicians. Alam namin parang there are realities that come with the job. But then at the end of the day, iniisip namin magkakapatid, trabaho lang talaga siya. So for example, yung classmate namin, yung dad niya, doctor, or yung mom niya, lawyer. Parang ganoon din yung parents namin. So it is just another job. And I think looking at it that way and yun nga, treating it the way we treated it, nakabawas siya ng pressure and nakabawas siya ng pagka-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Na trabaho lang naman nila yan eh. It doesn't make me special. It doesn't put me in a pedestal. Mm-hmm. So we have to work just as hard as everyone else. We're not entitled to certain privileges. So wala kami dapat abusuhin.
Mm-hmm.
Training din siya. I guess yung training din sa amin ng mga magulang namin to still stay grounded and to just really be mindful of what we were doing. Mm-hmm. Huwag namin isipin yung precautions or yung implications sa kanila. Nakatulong siya to, I guess, relieve ourselves of the pressure. Syempre, though, nung naging national na yung saklaw, lalo na nung tumatakbo si Mama, I would say people looked at what we were doing more. But because we grew up the way we grew up, it wasn't so difficult. Na parang hindi namin kailangan consciously palitan yung ugali namin. Kasi ganun naman yung pagpapalaki sa amin, if that makes sense.
Yes, I think dun din pumapasok yung boundaries between career, work, and your personal lives as a family. And I love how you emphasized that you owe a lot to your upbringing as well. Yeah. I love na you gave credit where credit is due. But of course, there were still hate speeches. You know, the spotlight is on you guys. The spotlight is on you. Mas lumawak yung saklaw ng mga matang nakatingin if you were to mention it. Does hate speech get to you, Doc? Paano mo inaalagaan yung mental health mo, especially with a lot of people watching?
I think ako naman, tao naman tayo. So I think there's no use saying na I'm unfazed. Because sometimes you are. Sometimes it gets to you. Ako, pinaka-affected ako kapag, ayun, at katulad ng sabi mo, medyo na-invalidate yung ginagawa ko. Na for example, ultimong pagdodoktor ko rin na pinagtrabahuhan ko for years na walang ginawa yung mga wala namang ginawa yung parents ko about it. Syempre may masasabi sila. Or for example, super double standard na may gawin akong isang bagay that any other person would do. Pero dahil ako yung gumawa nun, sobrang vilified. So, mahirap siya, I guess. Pero kami kasi, sanay na din kami sa ganun. So, it takes practice. Many times na pa-react ako ng hindi dapat ganun yung reaction ko. Honestly, napagsabihan ako several times when I was younger na bakit ka pumapatol? Hindi dapat pinapansin yung mga ganyan. So, trial and error siya sa akin until I achieved what worked for me best. And I found na the best way to take care of my mental health is to not read anything about me. So, ayun, dati naalala ko, nung simula, I would still search myself. For example, nung I did courtside for a time, so that was on-cam work, naalala ko nung mga time na yun, every after a game or every after a broadcast, I would search myself on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Syempre, hindi may iwasan na maraming hate na pumapasok. And I felt very bad about it. I felt very insecure about who I was. I wasn't happy at all. So having learned that, the best way for me to go about it was to not look at it na lang.
That makes sense.
Yeah, super, there are days na what they tell you naman is constructive criticism. And it's really filtering out the comments that you think aren't good for you and parang keeping in mind those that will help you. So, ayun, it's really a balance of trying to avoid what you have to avoid, but trying to learn from the things that you know are well-meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think yun, nakapabuti siya sa mental health ko. And yung training naman namin over the years, it really built my character na hindi basta-basta papapekta sa ganung mga bagay. Pero natutunan ko din kung ano yung mga dapat hindi pinapalampas. So the things that I have to call out, I try to call out now. The things that I don't mind, hindi ko talaga pinapansin. The things for my own growth, I take it to heart, pinapansin ko siya. But it was a long process. Hindi siya na madali. It didn't happen overnight. So it took a lot of training. But ayun, now nahanap ko na yung timpla, basically, kung ano yung mag-work sa akin.
again, yung boundaries na sinet nyo, Doc, for yourself, nandun siya eh. I think nandun siya. That's what's making you still stand, you know? Sinasala mo kung ano yung papakinggan mo, sasalain mo yung hindi mo kailangang pakinggan. Kasi doon pumapasok yung boundaries, diba? Bakit ka naman nga talaga makikinig sa mga tao hindi ka naman talaga kilala, especially if they're pure hate. So, I just want to say that you're doing an amazing job on that. You're in such a unique position wherein you're very prone to comments like that, and it must be a little tough to still push through at huwag magpatinag, pero nagagawa mo yun at nagagawa niya yung magkakapatid.
Thank you. May times na nagpa-falter kami, but I'm also lucky to have two sisters who keep me in check. Nakatulong din yun. Pag yung mga bagay na gusto kong i-tweet, na alam kong makasama, sa kanila ko nilang sinasabi, and it stays among us. Yeah. So, maganda na may ganong support system. Maganda na meron, magpo-call out sa akin kapag mali din ako. So, it's not just me. A lot of people help me to try to tread the trail. So,
yes. Thank you for sharing that talk, Trisha. Before we end this episode, I just want to ask this question because I know that we can all agree that the fight does not stop here. What are you doing, or what are you doing, or what should we be doing moving forward para mapagpatuloy yung pagpapaunlad sa ating bansa?
It's honestly difficult because, you know, sometimes ako magiging totoong sayo, natutulala din ako eh, na parang have we not done enough? Or ano pa yung pwede nating gawin? Pero ako, ang dami ko nakikita, for example, sa Twitter ngayon na parang inayawan na lang talaga yung pagtulong kasi napagod sila na parang they keep helping out, they keep trying to do their part, but they don't feel the returns because we're here. That's what happened to us. It's frustrating, I would say, a bit, na parang bakit nung nangangampanya tayo, sobrang game na game tayo, pero ngayon na natalo, biglang nawala yung mga tao. Or biglang tumalikod na kayo at tinalikuran nyo na yung bansa. Pero hindi ko din sila masisi kasi alam ko napagod din sila. At alam ko it comes from a place of frustration, and the frustration comes from a place of love. Na mahal nila yung bayan nila, kaya nung nasaktan tayong lahat, na frustrate tayo. So may mga kaibigan akong ganun. At ako, I learned that the best way to go about is to let them feel what they have to feel and let them go through all the waves of emotion. Kasi ako, hopeful naman ako na end of the day, lahat tayo babalik sa pagmamahal pa rin eh. So I hope we don't lose sight of our values pa rin. I think that's one. One of the ways that we have to keep going is to not lose sight of the bigger picture. Kasi yung, kung alam mo na if you're trying to work for a common and a bigger goal in the end, that's what's gonna keep you moving forward. So yan, I hope we always keep that in mind. In my case, patuloy pa rin naman ako sa pagdodoktor. Alam ko yung influence ko naman ngayon probably will be a bit different because we're private citizens. I mean, kami magkakapatid, we've always been private citizens. But really, the challenge is to continue the fight in our own profession. So parang ako, alam kong wala sa gobyerno ngayon yung matutulong ko, pero kaya kong makatulong sa profession ko, which is yung pagdodoktor.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's what people have to keep in mind din ngayon, na parang if you can't find it in you to help, for example, the government or whatever, at least try to be of help in your own fields, because you can. Pero ayun, I know a lot of friends na aalis ng bansa. Isa na ako dun sa mga aalis ng bansa. Medyo malungkot kasi parang ako, ayoko naman talaga iwan yung Pilipinas. Pero ako, knowing my greater goal, for example, is to build healthier communities and to build a healthier Philippines, kailangan ko pang mas mag-train, kailangan ko pang mas mag-aral at mas husayan yung gusto kong mangyari. Kaya alis muna ako para mag-aral. And yung alis ko na yun, it's one, of course, it's for self-improvement, to be of better service to my country when I come back. Pero pahinga din siya, kumbaga. Ako, I would admit that yung campaign, nakapagod talaga siya. It wasn't just the campaign, it was the past 6 years. Being under a lot of hate and a lot of noise. At pakiramdam ko, the way for me to recharge also is to focus on self-improvement. Mm-hmm. Pero yung focus sa self-improvement na yun, may commitment din ako na pag mas buo at mas nakapagpahinga na ako, kailangan kong balikan yung society na nag-nurture sa akin. So, ayun. That's how I continue the fight. I'll try to be a better doctor. I'll try to be a better individual. Mm-hmm. May mga umaasa pa sa akin. And sana, ganun din yung nakikita nung, that's how other people see it as well. Mm-hmm. Nakikita natin what the many wonderful things we can do during the campaign. Mm-hmm. Mas hindi siya nakahinayang dahil natalo. Mas nakapanghinayang if we don't follow through. So, I hope more people keep that in mind. And, ayun, sana hindi talaga mag-iwanan. Ayun. Dami ko na sinabi. But yun yung isa sa mga naiisip ko now na ways for us to keep moving forward.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Patricia, naiiyak na ako. On behalf of the youth, I just want to say how proud I am, how proud we are of you, and you deserve it. Deserve mo rin na ibalik rin yung rest, yung pahinga, na, you know, you also, na magpahinga ka para makapag-serve ulit. I think ganun eh, uunahin mo yung sarili mo para magamit mo yung buhay at lakas na meron ka para makapag-serve pa na lalo ng mas matagal.
Ako, aminin ko rin sa'yo na at least a few days after the elections, for example. Pati ako medyo naging jaded ako eh, na parang, ayoko na lang, parang, I hope I can stop caring for a bit. Pero pag may lalabas, for example, sa Twitter, na something like a very ridiculous news article about decisions, about what's going on around us, may galit ka pa rin na mararamdaman eh. But it's not galit out of bitterness, but more galit out of frustration na why aren't we doing something about it. And I think, again, sabi ko sa'yo kanina, yung frustration talaga, ultimately, it stems from a place of love eh. Mararamdaman mo sa bawat frustration, mahal mo yung bayan mo at hindi mo siya kayang iwan. And I think that also gives me comfort na kahit galit na galit tayo ngayon, kahit marami sa ating ayaw tumulong, dahil kaya pa nating magalit, may babalikan kang pagmamahal at obligation. So, I'm at peace. It's going to be a long battle bago natin maramdaman yung returns, probably. But for me, I think it's worth fighting for pa rin. And nandun pa rin naman tayo. So, ayan, I'm at peace knowing na marami pang willing din to stand up and continue the fight.
You're frustrated because it stems from love. That is such a beautiful takeaway from this episode, Dr. Esha. And before we conclude, no, we are very inspired by you, your presence, your words. Do you want to promote anything on the podcast, Doc? Where can people find you or even an organization that you support?
Where can people find me? I'm just really at home if I'm not at work. Pero ayun, I am leaving. I have to study. Ako sabi ko nga sa inyo, magpapahinga at magpapalakas tayo. Mm-hmm. Actually, hindi siya full pahinga because I'm still part of my NGO. Mm-hmm. I'm the executive director of the Jesse Robredo Foundation. That's where we try to help out still. We train leaders to be better leaders. We train individuals to be better leaders para mas yung impact natin nasa grassroots talaga. So that's what we're doing. And of course, if they're interested, they can always shoot us a message at Jesse Robredo Foundation. But I think people are more familiar with Angat Buhay now. Mm-hmm. Sana patuloy lang. I don't expect you to continue the kind of volunteerism that we saw in the past few months. And I won't ask that from anyone. Kasi alam ko na ubos din yung maraming tao at kailangan din nila magtrabaho ulit para sa pamilya nila. But of course, if you have spare time, I hope you can lend your talents pa rin sa Angat Buhay because I believe they're trying to really highlight and emphasize the importance of education, health, yun talaga yung two priorities nila. So if you can help out in any way that you can, arts, creatives, ang daming lumabas na groups nung kampanya. Sana hindi sila mawala. Mm-hmm. Pero now, it's not creatives for Lenny, it's for Angat Buhay, it's for Filipino communities. So ayun, there are many ways to help still. And ayun, the assurance na kami naman, for example, I have been getting a lot of messages na sabi na mamimiss namin kayo, etc., etc. It's an assurance din to everyone na we're not leaving, we're not going anywhere. I mean, I am leaving, but my heart is still in the Philippines. My heart is still at home. They can still always reach me wherever they want to reach me. And we are still one, lumalaban pa rin naman tayo eh. Parang hindi na natalo tayo, tapos na yung trabaho natin. Nagsisimula pa lang. Other form, parang our fight takes on another form, but it still continues. We're still here. So sana wag bumitaw yung mga tao kasi marami pa tayong kailangan.
Salamat, Doc Tricia, for being such an inspiration to the youth, to our listeners right now. And to finally conclude this episode, even if malungkot ako because I am having so much fun and I'm learning so much from Doc Tricia, what stayed with me from my kwentuhan with you, Doc, is that sometimes life puts you at a unique position wherein mauuna ang desisyon bago passion, but it doesn't mean na nasa maling path ka na. Sometimes, taking your time to see the end result is worth it. And nakita natin yun kay Doc Tricia. The second thing that stayed with me from this kwentuhan is to know how to filter out comments. Dapat marunong ka kung ano ba yung mga salitang papakinggan mo at mula kanino yung mga salitang yon, at yung mga criticism na hate or hindi mo na naman dapat bigyan ng oras at energy. Really filtering out and really setting boundaries. I think that's a common theme from our kwentuhan, Doc Tricia, no? And lastly, this is very touching and it is not to lose sight on your values. It is to not lose sight on the bigger picture. Magpapahinga saglit, magpapalakas, ayon sa salita ni Doc Tricia, pero babalik tayo to serve and to love yung nation natin, of course. Kayo ba, listeners? What stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories at ishare nyo naman sa amin kung ano ang nanatili sa inyo. Tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina at JPG Robredo on Instagram and yours truly at Cleo Loque on What Stayed With You. Please join us on our Telegram community at t.me/kwentuhangpilipinatg at doon natin ituloy itong kwentuhan. You can also find the links in the description box. Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been Cleo Loque, and I will be back for more Kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.